You said friends. Mm-hmm. Touch a little bit on your best friend, Paul Karras.
Oh, gosh. This is 2009, and I can almost tear up when you mention Paul Karras. It's phenomenal. We were almost co-joined at the hip. Everybody should have a friend just like Paul. It's kind of funny. My mother dated his dad. His mother dated my dad. Well, you say, we could have been twins. We were born 2 days apart. I was born June the 9th. He was born June the 11th, 1927. We lived a block apart in McAllister. We were in the same room for the first 8 grades. We were locker mates through junior high and into high school. We joined the Navy together. We were best man at each other's wedding. We were godfathers to each other's kids. But I got to tell you that we spent our birthdays together, either his birthday or my birthday, up till he passed away my last year in the governor's office. We probably didn't miss 2 birthdays. Kind of strange. We were in boot camp in 1945. And we were on the train going to boot camp on my birthday, and we were in boot camp on his birthday. A year later, I'm on a Ranger, and I go to the Atlantic. He's on a boat, and he goes to the Pacific. We pull into Pensacola, Florida. I call my mother. She said, oh, have you talked to Paul? I said, no. She said, well, he's just pulled into Mobile, Alabama, and he's looking for you. And it was my birthday, 60 miles apart. So I got on a bus, and we went over there. He was my campaign manager for the legislature, for lieutenant governor, for governor. I pointed him to the Commerce Department on the Commerce Commission, pointed him to the Racing Commission. And people would say, oh, you shouldn't appoint him just because he's your best friend. When I pointed him to the Racing Commission, that was very controversial. And I called him. I said, Paul, I want you to leave the Commerce Department. I want you to go on the Racing Commission. He said, I don't know anything about horses. I said, no, but you know something about me. And I want to show the people of Oklahoma that I'm going to know what's going on in that department. They're worried about the Racing Commission, about horse racing and gambling coming to Oklahoma. And I want my very best friend there in every closed meeting so that anybody who does anything or says anything, they know that I'm going to know about it. We're just inseparable. Every New Year's, wherever we were in the world, one of us would call the other one at midnight. I guess the first thing you did, you kissed whoever you were with at midnight, and then you called Paul, or he called me. That's kind of ridiculous. But he was so meaningful to me. Whenever I needed help, he helped me. Whenever he needed help, I helped him. We went through everything together. To this day, I still miss him. And he's been gone 30 years, you know.
Wow.
But he's still my best friend.
You're fortunate, because we do have friends, but I don't think many of us have really best friends like that.
Yeah. Back to my car. I said I bought my first car in 1953.
Right.
We bought identical cars. Our first cars were identical.